Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Good morning across CJ Country. It's the 5 o'clock hour and time for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. News for farmers and producers across Western and Central New York. Our lineup includes visits from Gary Crawford and Bill Baker, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk, Tony St. James and Jeff Ishii, Daryl Anderson and more. And as usual, Andrew McCray leads the way with the American countryside.
Did a man in Texas build an aircraft that flew a full year before the Wright brothers' plane? There are some say that he did, and you can see his biblically inspired craft at a museum in his hometown. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
At the Northeast Texas Rural Heritage Center and Museum in Pittsburgh, Texas, you'll find an unusual invention with quite a story.
It was Reverend Cannon who came up with this from the Book of Ezekiel in the Bible, developed this beautiful flying machine.
Gene Frankovich is speaking of what is known as the Ezekiel Airship, a flying machine the pastor named after the wheels in the sky that the prophet Ezekiel wrote of in Ezekiel chapter 1. Reverend Cannon owned a sawmill and had several patents on a variety of devices. This airship was his masterpiece.
It had a motor, and the motor turned all these paddles, and that's what lifted it.
The replica you'll see here in Pittsburgh, Kansas, looks very little like the Wright brothers' plane that flew at Kitty Hawk. This airship had four wheels within wheels that propelled the craft, and the Reverend and some others say it was truly the first powered aircraft to fly.
It was 1902, before the Wright brothers. Our problem, we didn't have the cameras, we didn't have the people watching this.
Some folks said they saw it fly on a Sunday in 1902. The Reverend was at church, and one of his workers was able to pilot it 10 feet in the air for about 160 feet in distance. At least, that's the account. Meanwhile, the Wright brothers flew their plane for the first time late in 1903. Reverend Cannon accepted a challenge to produce a controlled flight at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis and loaded the Ezekiel aircraft on the train to go make a try.
It wasn't tied down properly, and a big wind came through, and it was blown off and destroyed.
It had taken $20,000 to produce the first craft, and there wasn't enough money to recreate it. The legend lives on, though. This replica still intrigues many visitors who can see an unusual aircraft inspired by the Bible that its inventor claimed took flight a year before the Wright brothers made history. Traveling the countryside in Pittsburgh, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Keeping his eye on the latest ag news, it's Tony St. James. He checks in with Agriculture Today after this short break.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
U.S. ethanol production easing slightly late last week, but demand indicators strengthened, offering support for corn-based biofuels as winter fuel consumption rebounded. New EIA data show ethanol markets entering late January with mixed supply signals, but improving usage. Ethanol production for the week ending January 23rd declining 0.4%, 1.11 million barrels per day. That's roughly 46.8 million gallons per day. Despite the weekly dip, though, output remained nearly 10% higher than the same week last year, more than 10% above the three-year average. Four-week average production rate edged marginally lower to an annualized pace of 17.4 billion gallons. It signals that plants continue to run well above historical norms. Now, ethanol inventories tightened modestly. Stocks fell 1.3% to 25.4 million barrels, slightly below year-ago levels, but still above the three-year average. The inventory builds in the Midwest offset by draws in other regions. Demand showed notable improvement. Gasoline supplied rebounded nearly 12% ahead of a winter storm, while ethanol blending increased more than 3%. Exports declined sharply week to week, but remain historically strong. As USDA's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program rolls out, interplay between per-acre payment rates and federal payment limits is highlighting stark differences in how quickly producers of different crops can reach the cap. Now, with the national average farm size around 466 acres, many operations growing lower-rate crops are unlikely to approach the $155,000 per producer limit, while others could reach it with just far fewer acres. USDA set specific per-acre payment rates for 2025 under the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. Rice leads $132.89 per acre, cotton $117.35, oats at $81.75, beans set at $30.88 per acre, and barley at $20.51 per acre. Now, based on those rates, rice producers would need roughly 1,167 acres to reach the payment cap. Cotton producers, 1,321 acres. By comparison, soybean growers would need more than 5,000 acres, and barley producers well over 7,500 to reach that same limit. But payment limits are intended to spread assistance across producers, preventing outsized allocations to a small number of operations. However, the current structure means crops with higher per acre rates reach the cap more quickly, while producers growing lower rate commodities may receive only a fraction of the maximum payment, even on operations well above the national average size. So as policymakers evaluate near-term assistance and longer-term safety net changes, the math behind bridge payments is drawing renewed attention. Structure raises questions about whether per-acre payment rates and uniform payment caps effectively align federal support with the scale of losses that producers face across the different crops. Either way, per-acre payment rates combined with a fixed payment cap create very different outcomes. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. In just 2 short weeks, farmers will have a chance to see the latest and greatest ag equipment at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. We'll be there filming This Week in Agribusiness, and we'd love to see you. I'll have the details when we come back.
On this week's Agronomy for Your Acres with our friends from Nutrien Ag Solutions, Tyler Richardson, crop consultant out of Bowling Green, Missouri, joins us. Tyler, how are you advising your growers to make financing work in 2026?
So Nutrien Financial has become a huge part of my business over the last couple years. Especially this year, it's even more pertinent. Many of our programs are 0% interest. And at the same time, keeping their operating notes or any true cash reserves available for other expenses on the farm or other financing avenues that they're using, whether that be paying labor, farm repair, land payments, whatever it may be, we provide a unique and differentiated financing offer for all of our customers.
Tyler, if folks want to have a conversation with Nutrien Financial, how do they get that ball rolling?
Yep, contact your local crop consultant or get on to NutrienAgSolutions.com and you'll be able to find a link to Nutrien Financial there.
Tyler Richardson, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Yes, the National Farm Machinery Show runs February 11th through the 14th at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville, Kentucky. And this year, it's celebrating its 60th anniversary. This is the nation's largest indoor farm show featuring over 800 exhibitors, and the event attracts around 35,000 visitors from across the United States and around the world. The Kentucky Expo Center is completely sold out for this year's event with more than 1.2 million square feet in use. Nearly every major line of farming equipment will be on display, allowing attendees to compare products side by side, as well as alternative energy information and solutions for the challenges facing today's agribusiness industry. One of the major events of the show is the championship tractor pull, which draws large crowds throughout the event. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins made an appearance last year in Louisville, and while her team hasn't confirmed attendance for this year's show, the event is always a great place to talk with decision makers in our industry. Admission to the show is free, with parking available for $10 for cars and $20 for buses. For farmers looking to prepare for the upcoming planting season, the National Farm Machinery Show offers a great opportunity to see the latest equipment innovations, compare products from different manufacturers, and talk directly with company representatives about what might work best for your operation. Whether you're in the market for new equipment or simply want to stay current on the latest ag technology, the National Farm Machinery Show provides 4 days of comprehensive coverage of everything happening in the world of farm equipment. Our team will be on site filming This Week in Agribusiness at the Case IH exhibit on Wednesday, February 10th. Blah, blah, blah. Our team will be on site filming This Week in Agribusiness at the Case IH exhibit on Wednesday, February 12th at 10 o'clock in the morning. If you're attending, be sure to stop by and say hello. I'll be back with more after this.
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in dry-shod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that lasts all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the Easy On, Easy Off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry to grab your pair of dry-shod waterproof boots beyond the original, built to perform.
Well, the National Farm Machinery Show runs from February 11th through the 14th at the Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. More information is available online at farmmachinerieshow.org. And if you can't make it to Louisville, stay tuned to farmprogress.com for equipment editor Andy Castillo's reports from the show floor. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. Thanking you for tuning in. Just ahead, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk and the Ag RadioNet Farm News.
Do you know the difference between a caregiver and a care partner? When it comes to dementia, those terms help us understand the shift from two people helping each other, more or less equally, to one person becoming much more dependent on the other. Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, parent, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being the dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. Having helpful information about dementia can empower you to survive and thrive as a caregiver. Hello, I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you've provided. I have faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and important facts about brain health, dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at georgia.loveyourmindtoday.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ag Council.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is asking U.S. pig producers, small farms, and pig owners to participate in the, quote, I Protect Pigs photo contest as part of this year's Protect Our Pigs campaign. It's the fifth year of the campaign, reinforcing steps that pig owners can take to help protect the nation's swine industry from deadly animal diseases like African swine fever. The photo contest gives participants an opportunity to highlight how they help the effort on individual basis. African swine fever never been detected in the U.S., but since its 2021 detection in the Dominican Republic and Haiti, which is the closest in decades, USDA partnered with industry and states to strengthen safeguards protecting the U.S. swine herd. Biosecurity, of course, the best defense. There's ways that you can put that into practice better. Get your camera ready and be creative. Share photos that highlight biosecurity efforts. Keeping farm equipment and vehicles clean, wearing clean clothes and boots near your pigs, and using protective gloves whenever handling animals are several of the ways that you can keep your creativity and biosecurity forefront. There's no penalty for cuteness. They're looking for how you keep your pigs safe and healthy. Learn more by submitting your photo at aphis.usda.gov, then look for the I Protect Pigs tab. Look at Twitter, Facebook, or other social media avenues in order to find the updates and contest highlights. Protect Our Pigs campaign is part of USDA's APHIS in order to keep the swine industry safe.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quality feed, margins, productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
U.S. milk production continues to surge. Across the country, producers made 19.5 billion pounds of milk in December, 4.4% increase over the same month last year. When full-year data was tallied, U.S. producers actually made 2.8% more milk in 2025 than they did the previous year. That's after accounting for Leap Day. Most states saw production rise, the biggest increase seen in California. Volume surged 9.6%. because last year they were seriously affected by H5N1. Growing dairy herd continues to be a key driver behind that stronger milk production. 9,567,000 dairy cows in the national herd. That's 212,000 more than at the same time last year. Producers added cows in December, growing the herd by another 9,000 head. After trimming numbers during the previous 2 months, milk margins have become increasingly slim. December's increase suggested alternative revenue sources have been keeping milk prices from falling, indicating it could prove quite a challenge to rein in future production. Strong output in the U.S. had been complementing gains in other parts of the world, contributing to continued strength in global milk supplies. Volumes out of Europe are soaring. Milk prices are moving lower. Kiwi producers turned out a 2.5% increase in milk production. Argentina and Uruguay both posted gains of between 5 and 7.5%, most recent available data.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered. And keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. So glad you've joined us. We'll have an update of the weather forecast in just a bit. But right now, it's time for Jeff Ishii and On the Farm in just a moment.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Farm Credit, it's not just for farmers. If you're wanting to buy, build, remodel, or refinance that home in the country, Farm Credit can help. We've been serving the needs of rural America for over 100 years. Our competitive rates and streamlined approval process make owning that country home so easy. Find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com or give us a call today at 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is reporting extensive damage to agriculture from Winter Storm Fern.
Impacts to ag from Winter Storm Fern. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey starts with...
Timber. We lost a lot of trees due to the heavy ice accumulations, so any timber operations in the path of that heavy ice were affected.
Some fruit orchard trees were also damaged. The path of the storm weaved between several broiler and dairy operations, minimizing damage and power outages to those facilities.
One positive from this storm is that we got a lot of moisture in an area of the country that has been trending very dry since late summer or early autumn, and that will greatly ease some of the drought concerns across the south.
Another positive, winter wheat and cover crops received a layer of snow and ice to insulate plants from extreme cold. Yet Rippey notes winter wheat growing areas not impacted by Fern, a stretch from Montana to Nebraska, still face exposure to sub-zero temperatures and potential winter kill. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
It's your livelihood. Your family depends on it to keep them safe, feed, and clothe them. What is it? Your farm, of course. The soil on your farm or ranch is rich with nutrients and minerals, but it's also rich with underground pipelines, telephone wires, gas, water, electric, and oil lines, utilities we all use every day. Keeping your farm or ranch and everyone you love safe during terracing projects, fence post installation, tiling, subsoiling, or when building waterways begins with digging safely. To ensure you are digging safely, call the One Call Center in your state before you start digging. They'll send a utility company representative out to your property at no charge to you to mark the buried utilities and make certain that the only thing you're digging is dirt. So dig safely and dig confidently after you make that call. This message is brought to you by the Common Ground Alliance. For more information, go to digsafely.com.
Well, today's pearl of wisdom is short and sweet, and it makes a lot of sense. He who keeps his tongue keeps his friends. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ace.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for January 29th. We had 113 cows, 161 calves, 3 Holstein feeders, 2 Holstein fats, and 1 beef feeder. The Bob calves were $1 to $2. Grow calves over 96 pounds were $3 to $12.80. Grow calves 80 pounds to 96 pounds were $3.50 to $13.75. Beef cross heifer calves were $7 to $17.30. Beef cross bull calves were $13 to $16.90. The good cows today were $1.41 to $1.58. Lean cows were 50 cents to $1.40. The Holstein fats were $1.97 to $2. The Holstein feeders were $1.25 to $1.60. And the beef feeder was $2.40. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you and have a great day.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia. The CJ Agribusiness Report. It's where producers and policymakers meet. Let's get an update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
State stories. A quick read, as it is a composite of what is happening out in the field. Literally, as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explains.
USDA NASH produces a weekly report, crop progress, from April through November that gives state and national information on crop conditions, topsoil moisture, subsoil moisture, and rangeland and pasture conditions, among other factoids and tidbits. But during the winter, those weekly reports turn off, and we are kind of left a little bit blind, not a whole lot going on most of the country in terms of agriculture through the winter. But it is nice to get an occasional update, and that is the role of state stories.
So, 4 editions from the first week of December to the last week of March each year, each covering a month of reports from contributing states.
With that, we don't really get a national look at everything, but there's certainly a number of states that provide useful information. It gives us a little clue of how some of the crops are overwintering, how rangeland and pastures are looking, and for the areas of the country where there is still some field work or growing going on, a little look at what's happening there.
For example, take the initial state stories report for 2026. The focus was on a dormant crop, winter wheat, and conditions in reporting states.
For top producer Kansas, the news is still fairly good for winter wheat. We see 60% of the crop rated in good to excellent condition at the end of December.
Other Great Plains states, however,
report drops in good to excellent winter wheat conditions over December.
Nebraska had one of the bigger drops, going from 54% good to excellent to 40% good to excellent between November 23rd and January 1st. Also, kind of warm and dry and windy in Colorado. We did see 69% of the crop rated good to excellent on November 23rd. That dropped to 43% by the end of 2025.
Scattered reports are also noted for pasture and rangeland conditions.
Montana still dealing with some of the after effects of that drought. It has been wet recently, but that moisture, rain, and snow has come late enough in the year that we will likely need to wait until spring before rangeland and pastures can fully realize the benefit of that moisture.
And topsoil moisture conditions.
Six of the reporting states in the South reporting topsoil moisture at the end of 2025 ranging from 40 to 60%, very short to short.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report, including Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Bill Baker finds himself in the on-deck circle. He'll bring us Dairy Radio Now in just a moment.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. It is Market Friday, so we're going to catch up with Sean Hackett. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors as he does some comparisons in the current dairy market.
Well, I think everyone, after the last year, we were dealing with avian flu. We had production depressed in the U.S. Prices rallied as a result, and they were very attractive. And now the issues with avian flu have been ameliorated for now, and we're getting the rebound production effect in the U.S., and we're getting production rebounding in Europe and in New Zealand because we had those better prices last year. And so that has produced a significant increase in global milk production. And demand has actually been kind of weak, backing off as the global consumer and the U.S. consumer is starting to really pull back on their spending. We're starting to see, issues with consumer sentiment. So it's just we just got ourselves into an avian flu-induced snapback here that we need 3 to 6 months to eat through before I think the market will rebalance itself and get into a better balance in the back half of 26. So unfortunately, the low prices that we're seeing now, I think we're going to continue to see them. Does it mean we can't have a rally? Does it mean we can't have some short covering and markets just don't go flat and sideways forever?
Joining us for Market Friday on Inside Dairy is Sean Hackett. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors. When we come back, we'll focus on what he's seen for export opportunities for those within the dairy industry. Stick around. More is coming up in just a moment on Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Continuing with Sean Hackett here on Inside Dairy as we talk about export opportunities.
I mean, there's always opportunities. The problem is that because everyone else is producing excess milk, everyone else also has available exportable supplies. So the competition's very, very fierce. Usually in the dairy industry, we have a shortage, somebody else doesn't, they have a shortage, we don't, you know, and someone can gain the export advantage in this case because everyone seems to be overproducing right now. I think it's going to be hard for us to gain export market share, you know, unless we were to see a resumption of U.S. dollar weakness, you know, that we just haven't been able to see here for the last several months. So I don't think that the picture is terrible for exports, but I don't think we can get ourselves out of the oversupply in the first half of the year looking at exports. I think we're going to have to develop an improved domestic demand base on top of it.
Globally, do you see an oversupply right now of milk products?
We do have an oversupply in global supplies, but I would say China, which had been and was a huge driver of dairy for years, got into an oversupply situation about 5 or 6 years ago, and their prices have plummeted year after year after year, but they actually have gone sideways this past year, and indications are they might start to turn up. And we've seen the Chinese very active in these two-week GDT cash price auctions that that are out there. And in fact, we saw some very large buying in milk powder, which increased milk powder prices. One of the biggest increases on a particular GDT auction we've seen in probably several years.
Sean Hackett joining us for Market Friday on Inside Dairy.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. News and information for farmers and producers in Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties, and worldwide at WCJW.com. Up next, we join Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report after this quick break. Let's talk vinyl. Vinyl new construction windows and vinyl replacement windows. You've heard the radio and TV ads offering buy one, get one free. Well, how much do they mark up the original price to be able to offer these deals? A lot. At Burt's Lumber, we give you a fair, competitive upfront price without all the games. We offer the same warranties as the radio and TV guys, and we proudly carry United and Atrium brand windows, meaning you can buy with confidence when you buy at Burt's. Burt's Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
The shrinking access to maternity care in rural communities. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
There's been a rapid decline in the availability of childbirth services in rural America. So says Dr. Julia Interante of the University of Minnesota Rural Health Research Center.
between 2010 and 2023, 641 hospitals lost their obstetric units, and 286 of those were in rural communities. So you can see that rural communities are really overrepresented in places that have lost access to local maternity services.
As a result, says Interante, the health risks for childbirth in rural communities are higher.
From our research, we know that places that lose access to maternity care services have higher risks of preterm birth, more births outside of the hospital, and often that's on the side of the road as people are trying to get to the hospital where they plan to give birth. We also see higher rates of births in hospitals without obstetric units, and this is a major challenge because in interviews with those hospitals, 80% said that they didn't have the training or resources needed to handle those emergency birth situations.
Interante says low maternity case volumes could be offset through special local fundraising efforts and training programs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Snapshot from Progressive wasn't created for just anybody. Oh no, we made it for you, gradual breakers. You keep your eyes on the road, so you've seen it all. As long as it all happened directly in front of you, like a Swedish masseuse, your foot does exactly the right amount of pressure to apply to the brake. That's why your passengers feel totally relaxed with you behind the wheel and occasionally super sleepy. With Snapshot, safe drivers like you get personalized rates based on your driving habits. Sign up today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents.
Our hour together has gone by quickly. Before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tony St. James checks in with the American Cattle Report and Market Close. But first, it's time for the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
For today, a slight chance of snow showers before 7 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny and cold, high near 6, wind chill as low as minus 20. Tonight, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around minus 2, wind chill as low as minus 10. Saturday, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 11. Currently, at the Genesee County Airport, it's 1 degree, feels like minus 17.
American Cattle News. We've seen a gradual shift over where cattle are fed. More after this.
Meet Blue. Blue's not feeling well. The prescription? Generic medication. Blue wonders, do they really work as well as name brands? Yes, generics and name brand medications do work the same. Even though they may look different, generics have the same key ingredients. FDA approval is equally rigorous for generics to make sure they're as safe and effective as name brands. And Blue even saves some green, making him a little less, well, blue. Talk to your doctor about generics and visit fda.gov/generic drugs.
There's been a gradual shift in where cattle are fed. Elliot Dennis, University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
Nebraska, with the change in closure from the Mexican border, has really become the predominant cattle feeding state. And so some of these numbers in Texas are a little bit lower now. But really, you know, we have the major cattle feeding regions. So we have the Dakota City in the northeast is really killing a lot of the Minnesota, you know, cattle out of Iowa, out of South Dakota, and in the really middle to eastern part of Nebraska. So what does this ultimately mean? We just talked about, you know, the supply situation. There's fewer cows out there. We're killing more cows because we kind of have this long or large amount of ground beef out there, or demand for ground beef. And ultimately, we've been able to kind of compensate that through really an increase in dressed animal weights. This is average dressed weights. When we look at just isolating steer or heifer, these are much larger. Steers pushing well above the 950 range. And packers have really been incentivizing this just because we have, through lower discounts and really fixed discounts over the last 3 or 4 years for heavy cattle. But we've been able to put more pounds on, but ultimately we haven't been able to fully keep up with total commercial beef production. That's what this is, as this is really showing. This is quarterly slaughter, dressed weights, and also commercial beef production. So going into this year, you know, ending this year, we're still going to be down about 4%. And then in order to rebuild the cattle cycle or rebuild the cow herd back up, we're looking for really decrease, year-over-year decreases over the next couple of years in total beef production.
American Cattle News.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from Jayla Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. Jayla Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Jayla, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Jayla Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Thursday, January the 29th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 69.69. Dow up 490.71 and NASDAQ lower at 236.85. Bitcoin lower, gold lower, euro lower as well. We go over to the grains futures prices. Corn March contract ending the day slightly higher at 430 and three quarters. May 439 even, and corn December 1 1/4 higher at 459 even. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, soybean oil lower. Wheat March contract 5 1/2 higher, 541 1/2. May 550 1/4, and wheat December 4 3/4 higher at 592 even. Hard red winter wheat 547 even, 4 3/4 higher, with the hard red spring wheat also in the green, 5 3/4 higher at 573 1/2. We go over to the livestock and dairy futures. Live cattle February 132 lower here at the end of the day, 235.50. April 237.27 and June 233.27. Feeder cattle March slightly lower, 365.12. April 107 down at 363.22, and May 359.97. Lean hogs mixed, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower. So we go over to the cotton, starting with the March contract. A quarter down at 63.48, May 65.37, and July slightly lower at 67.01. Finishing with the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate March contract 217 higher, 65.37. April 64.91 and May 191 higher, 64.50. Gasoline higher, nat gas higher, crude oil higher as well.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.